There is nothing to me that is better than or quite like a studio full of people. And that's what we have right now. And before we talk a bit about what students at Holy Trinity Catholic School have done, I would just like you to meet everybody who is here by name. And since Holy Trinity draws students from a number of different communities, you can give us your name, your community that you live in, and then if you've got a shout out, this would be a perfect time to do it. And Joseph, I'm looking right at you because we're going to let you start. I admire Joseph because it's his first time here in a radio station, I think. Is it your first time in a radio station?
Yeah.
And he told me, he kind of cued me about how many seconds were left on the song I was playing. I like that. You know, I could use you here all the time. I'll let you say hello.
Hi, my name is Joseph. I live in Robinson Township.
Any shout outs or hellos to anybody?
Hi, Dad.
I'm Isaac. I'm from Moon Township. And, hi, Dad, also.
Sounds good.
I'm Milena, and I'm from Robinson, and hi, Mom.
I'm Morgan, and from Robinson. Hi, Mom.
Well, it's nice to have you here. I'm not sure who I would give a shout out to. Sometimes nobody's really obvious. What's your name?
I'm Isabella. I'm from Coriopolis. Hi, Mom.
Moms. And then we have a pair of twins here.
I'm Claire. I'm from Robinson. And I'd like to give a shout out to my Aunt Pat and my Uncle Kevin.
I'm Olivia from Robinson. And I'd like to give a shout out to my brother, Nick.
Excellent. Well, it's very nice to have all seven of you here today. And you're from Holy Trinity Catholic School in Robinson. And can anybody tell me about the Fairchild Challenge that you just accomplished, what it is that you did? Anybody can jump right in.
So we were going to, you had to submit 10 recipes from your class into a recipe book, and then you give them to the people of the challenge. And we do these things throughout the year with different grades. And at the end, the school with the most points gets either some money to the science program or they get to go to Phipps Conservatory.
Cool. That was Claire. So these recipes, what's special about them? Do you have to use certain ingredients or do the things you make have to have certain characteristics?
Basically, what you have to do is that you have to make a recipe that's edible with parts of a food that you would throw away. Like, oh. I would say the top of a carrot, like the green part of a carrot, or like...
Or like potato skins,
like,
maybe.
Yeah, if potato skins or like pulp from an orange or lemon, like something like that.
Interesting. Can anybody tell me about a recipe that you created? Wait, hang on, Joseph. Okay.
We made a watermelon rind popsicle.
A watermelon rind popsicle. So you take, is that as easy? You must have to do something to the watermelon rind before you freeze it, right? So that it just doesn't, what do you do?
We added different ingredients, so it's not only the watermelon rind, but like.
Can anybody explain? It's not proprietary, is it? Can anybody explain how you do it?
You cut off like the green part of the watermelon and then the red part, and you're left with the white part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just mix that with some other ingredients and then freeze it.
What an interesting idea! Do you have to like? Put holes in it or do anything to get the other, what other kind of ingredients, like fruit or?
Well, we put a little bit of sugar, some ice, and this watermelon juice that we found.
Wow, I would never have thought about that. What other parts of vegetables did you use in your recipes that don't typically get used?
Me and Isabella used, we made green tomato marmalade, and we used rinds of oranges and lemons.
Oh, you know, as I think about it, marmalade typically does have those little peels in it. I never really realized that's the rind of stuff. That had to be good. How did it turn out?
It actually, it turned out really good. It looked like somebody vomited in a jar, but it was really good though. It tasted like honey. It was really good.
You know what I like about Isabella? She paints a picture, doesn't she? She it's a perfect. It what flavor did you make art? Was it orange?
It was more like it tasted like honey. Like you wouldn't think that it would taste like honey. Like it looks really gross. Like just by looking at it, it looks really gross. But when you try it, it's like really good.
That's something, isn't it? So I'm curious about some of your attitudes about the environment in general. Any thoughts about things we ought to do maybe to make the environment better, or ideas that simple things people could do, or thoughts?
People could just stop, like they could use wasted plant parts to make more recipes, which would reduce greenhouse gases, which is good for the climate.
That's a very good example. I think, too, that we often expect produce to be perfect. And there's nothing wrong with, you know, a carrot that's got a dent in it, you know, or something like that, instead of throwing that away. Any other ideas, even beyond food, things that you think might be better to do to help the planet?
We could stop cutting down trees.
As many. And why do you think that would be helpful?
So they're...
I mean, they absorb...
Yeah, carbon dioxide.
Yeah, so that would be one reason. And also just so that we have places for animals to live as well. Any other thoughts about that? Not a test. I'm just curious what y'all are thinking.
So I think it would be better if everyone just would use more of their they should make the most out of their food, so they could not have to like waste it and then have it being taken to a landfill where it just sits there and decomposes in the ground and doesn't really do anything for the environment to actually help it.
Yeah, I was curious. This must have made you all much more sensitive to food being wasted. Did you evaluate, do you have a cafeteria at school?
Yes.
Did you discover any food waste there that you think should be taken care of? Or for the most part, some schools, there really is a lot of cafeteria waste because kids take food because they have to, and then they don't eat it. Like they might take an apple, and they don't want an apple, and they end up throwing it away, which is really sad. I see you nodding your head.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
And there might be a way to try to fix that. How about at home? Did anybody notice food waste, and did you encourage the adults in your home to maybe change their practices at all? You're nodding your heads. What did you discover?
Well, it's like important to remember that we have to take care of the environment, so we have to really cut down on our food waste.
Isaac, I'm curious whether you noticed anything in doing this project, like particular things that are wasted, maybe in restaurants or at home. Did anything strike you?
Well, a lot of restaurants that I go to, they give me too much food and I normally don't finish it. So a lot of times I have to take it home, and then we have a lot of leftovers at home and we end up not eating it and we just throw it away.
That's a really good point, because it seems like restaurants feel like
the way to win you over is to give you way too much food, or it's got to be a lot of food, right? And some people like that, but other times you don't really want to have to deal with it afterwards. That's a really good point. What about you, Milena? Did you notice anything else?
Well, one day I went to Rockefeller's with my family, and my grandma, she ordered like this salad, and they gave her way, way too much, and she couldn't take it home because she got really sick from it. So there was, and then they just had to throw it out and everything, so it was a lot of wasted food.
You know, what you just made me think of is you could be at a dinner table with people of all different sizes at a restaurant. Some, and if you all ordered the same thing, you would probably all get the same exact portion. And some of you, some people would want to eat a lot, some people wouldn't. We don't really customize things, unless you're at a buffet, I guess, or a salad bar or something like that. Does anybody else have anything to add about food waste? Do you have any observations? We all just looked at the same time at Morgan. Anything, Morgan? You may not have anything to add. I just wanted to be sure you had the chance. We covered most everything. What recipe were you involved with the most? Yeah.
Me and Milena did a cake.
We didn't talk about that. How did you did a cake from things that would be thrown away otherwise?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
We used strawberry tops for the icing, and
you can eat those? The green stuff at the top of a strawberry? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. I always thought that was just to pick up the strawberry and put it in your mouth when it has chocolate over the outside of it. So you use those in the frosting of the cake?
Yes, and put carrot peels and apple peels inside of the actual cake.
The skin of the apple. Very cool. So that added a lot of texture and flavor. And did you use just a regular cake mix?
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
We made the cake from scratch.
Yeah.
That's even better. Sorry, I'm sorry that I assumed you didn't do that. And it turned out well, huh?
Yep.
Wow, what a great thing. Now, I'm curious, while everybody's here, it's early. You're all in seventh grade, but is anybody thinking about life after high school yet, what you might want to do career-wise? Joseph?
I'm wanting to be a veterinarian.
How come?
Just like all the animals.
That's great. Do you have pets?
Yeah, I have two dogs at home.
Excellent. What are their names?
Lucky and Riley.
Lucky and Riley. I call our cat, just for every now and then, our cat's name is Gracie. I'll like call her other names just to see if maybe we got it wrong when we named her. And I called her Lucky the other day just for fun. She didn't do anything. So they say that cats have a name and you have to figure out what their name really is, because cats are kind of sneaky, and that there's a poem about that. What about you, Isaac? Any ideas what you'd like to be?
Well, I'm mostly like trying to get a baseball career.
Really?
Yeah.
You must be a good player. Now, what do you play? Do you prefer infield, outfield?
I normally play third base.
Excellent. That's a tough position. And are you, all in all, do you think you prefer hitting or fielding?
I like both. So.
Excellent. That's good to be able to do that. And how about you? It's Milena. It's Milena, right?
Yep. Okay. I've been wanting to go on maybe Broadway when I'm older.
Really? Are you doing shows now?
Yes, I do the play at my school and stuff like that.
That's excellent. And what got you interested in doing that?
Well, I think my first school play I really, really liked, and I just enjoyed that a lot, and I took up like summer camps and stuff like that to practice acting and everything.
That's great. What camps did you go to? Do you remember?
I went to Osh Camp every year. They have like a little couple week camp, and then you perform a play, which I was actually Jesus in for a little part of it, which is really funny.
Excellent. I'm glad you had a chance to do that. Morgan, have you thought about life in the future?
Yes, I always thought about being a hairstylist like my mom.
Oh, how nice. Do you help her now? Does she have a shop?
Huh.
Like, are you able to go to work with her?
No, but she does work at one. She doesn't own any.
Yeah. I think it would be really hard to do that. But you've already got some experience, I'm sure. You talked to your mom about how to do it.
Yeah, she taught me how to do, like, simple haircuts and stuff like that, so.
Excellent. Well, yeah, now, and your hair looks really nice.
Thank you.
And what about you? Any ideas?
I was thinking that when I finish high school, I could maybe apply to some ballet colleges, and then if I get accepted into the one that I really want to get accepted into, which is the Paris Opera Ballet, all the way in Paris.
Huh.
I want to dance there and be a principal or maybe a professional.
Like, wow. Oh, you've got the Eiffel Tower on your shirt. Is that the Eiffel? It looks like the Eiffel Tower.
It is.
Yeah. You must do ballet now, I guess.
I do.
Do you take lessons?
I do.
Where do you take lessons?
I take lessons at West Point Ballet in Coriopolis, and they're, like, amazing teachers. They came from Cuba, and they're teaching us just classical ballet.
Wow. How often do you take lessons?
I take lessons 3 days a week, and I start at 6 and end usually at 8:30.
In the morning?
No, at night.
Oh, shoot. Okay. But still, that's 7.5 hours a week. That's a lot of training.
Yeah.
Well, that's very cool. Let's turn, that was Isabella. Let's find out what Claire and Olivia have to say, and we'll start with Claire.
I would like to open a bakery when I'm older.
These are all such interesting careers. You can sell the cakes with the rinds and the strawberry tops. What prompted you to think about opening a bakery?
My mom really loves to bake, and I help her with that sometimes.
Excellent. And there is something I can never imagine there not being a need for, just like being a hairdresser. Those are things we're always going to need people to do, I think. You all have interesting ideas, though. And how about you, Olivia?
I want to be a photographer when I get older.
How come?
For last year for Christmas, I wanted a camera, and I got one. And my mom likes to take us on hikes, and I just started taking pictures, and I really enjoy it.
You all have such interesting ideas about what you want to be. Our time is just about up. Did anybody want to say anything they didn't get a chance to? Acknowledge any teachers, maybe, or anybody?
We like to thank Mrs. Ford for, like, helping us do all this project and everything, which is cool.
She must be a really good teacher for you to be able to do this. Anybody else have anything to say?
Go Pitt.
After Thursday night, huh? Still go Pitt. Did you watch any of the game Thursday?
No, not.
They unfortunately lost, but they'll get another chance soon. Anybody else? I always like to be sure you get the last word, not me.
I would like to say Happy Veterans Day to just all the people who served.
Yeah, thanks. Happy Veterans
and
Day.
And just thanks for serving and helping to defend our country against all the bad people. We're learning about that in social studies right now.
Well, I'm glad.
Just like the American Revolution, but kind of like the war.
Well, throughout our whole history, men and women have served in the military, so I'm glad you mentioned that. Thank you all for being here today. You heard, and not in this order necessarily, but Milena and Morgan and Joseph, Isabella, Claire, Isaac, and Olivia. It was an honor to have all of you here today and to hear about your recipes and also to hear about some of your career aspirations, too.
Thank you. Thank you.
And they're all from a Holy Trinity Catholic school in Robinson. Mm-hmm.